These places, they don't make me happy. And this food, no, it don't make me full. And the moon makes me sad, for the love that we had was you, all you who did me good. And these shows that I'll watch in the daytime, and these pages that I'll read in the night, and these girls that I see, well, they just remind me it was you, oh you, who did me good. Oh yeah, you did me good, you did me good, you did me good. You did me good, yeah, you did me good. Oh, did me good, you did me good, you did me good. When we stayed up till we saw the sun, yeah, you did me good.
Well, baby, I've been thinking all about you, and I've been visiting with you each night in my dreams. You'll come back, 'cause I have seen, well, that other man. And baby, he ain't doing you no good. So come back, oh, and do me good, and do me good, and do me good, do me good, yeah, do me some good. Do me good, do me good, do me good. And we'll stay up till we see the sun, and do us some good. She's cleaning out her room. She don't like you, no, she loves me. I've seen trouble come my way, I've seen many a dark day, but I've seen the sun coming up.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 19. I'm your host, Sid Satter. That was The Elected with the song Did Me Good. That's from the band's album Sun, Sun, Sun that came out on Sub Pop January 24th, so just a couple weeks ago. That is, of course, Blake Sennett from Rilo Kiley. His solo effort there of sorts, though he's not at it alone. He's got friends, and even a Rilo member, I believe, is in that band as well. I am still podcasting from the hotel room at the Crown Plaza at LaGuardia, and I'll be here for some more weeks, so you'll have to bear with the poor sound quality of the built-in microphone of my PowerBook. So I apologize, but hey, the tunes are still good, and so let's focus on that. Coming up next, I have a song by the band Paper Airplanes. The song is Appalachia. That's from the album Boyhood that came out on Mayhaps Records in May of last year. This is a band from Wichita. And I guess it's kind of a side project of another prog rock band, but I think this one's probably taking over more. And I think the other one might have broken up, actually. You don't get a whole lot of news out of Wichita. But this is really good stuff. I'll talk about it more in a bit. Let's go ahead and play this song. This is Appalachia.
That I've been there, my memory serves me. someday soon. You're gonna fly right out that window. You're gonna see how you've been tricked. You're gonna smell which way the wind blows. You got played, my little girl, my girl. You got played, my little girl, my girl. I should have married you last year, last year. 'Cause now you're waiting round for nothing. Your father walks right through his rooms. He knew I never was just bluffing. You got plans.
Wasn't that precious? That was Carrie with Monster Truck from the album Honey Blue Star that came out this week on Static Records. Carrie is Laura Becerra, who is from Guadalajara, Mexico, though that album has a lot more in common with maybe Northern European, especially Swedish pop. definitely lap pop there. Kind of reminds me of very early Club 8 stuff, or maybe Kiddycraft here in the States. So good beats and very cute twee vocals and good guitar stuff too. So I'm a fan of Carrie. Before that was East River Pipe, another one-man effort. This is FM Cornog. The song I played was You Got Played, Little Girl, from the album What Are You On? That was released on Merge Records a couple weeks ago. FM Cornog from New York, from Astoria, just down the road where I'm working at, actually. And that album is fantastic. It is a great pop record. It's got lo-fi appeal to it, and it's got some kind of grand elements to it as well. Definitely you'll hear some Bright Eyes in there, but this album is solid through and through, and kind of reminds me of what I liked about Say Hi to Your Mom. Before that was Paper Airplanes with the song Appalachia. As I said, a band from Wichita there. That reminds me a lot of a band up the road from them, Nameless Number Headman, and a band down the road from them, the Flaming Lips. Very complex and dense recording there with still a lo-fi feel, but with such polish and touches that... well, gosh, I could talk forever, rambling on about bands that I don't know enough about, but I'm in love with. I'm going to go ahead and play a song now by the band Film School. This is a band from San Francisco who just released their album on Beggar's Banquet, self-titled. Kind of a one-man effort here in that Craig Burton started this band, recorded solo, and now he's got some full-time members and such, but I think he still writes everything. So that would kind of make this the fourth of... you know, one-man efforts in the show. So maybe there's a theme and I didn't even know it. I'm going to play a song called 11-11, the time you're supposed to make a wish. And Craig may wish he was a little more like Interpol in this one, but I think there's still a lot of good stuff, even though the obvious influences of the darker side of post-punk and are very apparent in the, as I said, looking back to Cure, who are some is an obvious influence in a lot of this album, as well as Echo and the Bunnymen, Joy Division, and more recently, Interpol. So anyway, this is 11-11 by the band Film School.
driving home at the break of sunrise. Don't you know you said you never should lie? Oh, darling,
you said you never should lie.
Don't you know you said you never should lie?
Oh, darling, you said you never should lie.
Don't you know you said you never survive?
Oh, darling, you said you never survive.
Don't you know you said you never should lie?
It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard.
That is a band I just don't know enough about. That is Go 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 Earhart with the song Heart on a Chain. That's from the Rats Sing album that came out October of last year on Gold Standard Records. That band is from San Diego, and I kind of knew that as soon as I heard them. I thought this kind of reminds me of that Antioch era. There's just a certain energy that San Diego bands had in the early and mid-90s, and that same energy I found there in Go 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 Earhart. So I don't know enough about them, but I might find myself picking up another album. Before that, we heard Film School with the song 1111. Film school from San Francisco, but belonging more in that Northern England gloom, I think, there, in that post-punk Northern England gloom. Pretty good stuff, though. I mean, there's a couple of tracks on that album that are good, and some others that are very derivative. That 1111 track, pretty derivative, but still good to get your dance on for, or bob your head about, or whatever it is you do when no one else is looking. Well, I see that we have come to the end of this week's playlist. I'm buttoned up and running out of time. Oddly enough, I'm going to end the show with a band that I played just a couple of weeks ago. I played a song by Chin Up Chin Up, I think Here Come Tumbleweeds or something of that sort, off of their last album, and I really liked it, so I went to pick up their first EP. It came out in 2003, I think probably on their own label. It's just been re-released on Flame Shovel. This is actually the original version, because I didn't realize that when I bought it. And so I've got the old one without the additional bonus tracks, but hey, that's okay. When reading through the liner notes, I noticed that we have in the band Chris Dye, and I think as the drummer, I was thinking, I knew Chris Dye, and I started thinking, wait a minute, he was the drummer in my band. And then I went on the website, looked, and golly gee, he was the same guy. So when you find folks that you've played with popping up in very successful bands, you're very happy for them and then bitter that it's not you. So I'm going to play a song called Fuck You Elton John for no other reason than it's called Fuck You Elton John. It's from the band's debut EP that came out in 2003, but it's just been re-released by Flame Shovel with some bonus tracks and a video. From what I understand, though, the video does not include anyone fornicating with Elton John, so you may or may not care. As I said, this is the last song. You're listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 19. I have been your host, Sid Souter. You can find me on the web at TooMuchRock.com, and you probably should, because I hear from so very few of you guys. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here with Chin Up, Chin Up.
freedom.